Amen. Yeah, and he later on tells us, you know, that the gospel is preached unto every creature. So looks to me like his grand intention is to call every creature. Ooh, hallelujah. Every creature to become a new creature. How about that? Praise God. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Did you know it was in the Bible? You read it, didn't you, with me? You heard him say it, didn't you? He said, save yourselves. Yeah. Amen. Well, another one just for good measure. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Praise God. And we'll begin with verse 15. Read just 2. Meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Glow, little glow worm, glimmer. Amen. Yeah. Listen to this. Take heed to thyself. Who? Thyself. Amen. Peter was preaching to a bunch of Jews on the day of Pentecost. Now Paul's preaching to preachers. To one preacher in particular. Amen. And all us preachers can profit by it. He said that thy profiting may appear to all. Amen. Take heed to thyself to the doctrine. Continue in them. What? Doctrine. Amen. You better have some. Gonna be a preacher, you better have some. Amen. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself. I thought you was already saved, Timothy, and filled with the Holy Ghost and sanctified. If, what a lot of brethren say is true, he's bound to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and had a gift that was given him by the laying on of hands. And now, amen, he's still got to do something. For in this, doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Praise God. That's why I'm preaching on tonight for a little while. Save yourselves. Amen. That Brother Collins, is contrary to many scriptures. I know the scriptures that you're talking about where Paul said, you know, we're saved by grace through faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. And that not of yourselves. Well, now, wait a minute. We've got a contradiction here. How are we going to reconcile these contradictions? Because on the one hand, one preacher gets up on the radio and behind the pulpit all across the land and says, there's nothing you can do to save yourself. You must trust. And then he contradicts himself. You must trust. There's something you must do to save yourself. You must trust the blood. You must trust the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. Amen. There's still something you can do. Come on. You grace plus nothing preachers. Amen. They're long on grace and short on everything else. Come on. Praise God. Yeah, if you get the blessing of God, you're going to have to believe. You're going to have to do it. He's not going to believe for you. He's not going to trust for you. Amen. Save yourselves. I can't save myself. You can't be saved without yourself neither. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you ever hear of anybody that was drowning and hollering for help? And then somebody jumped in and took their life in their hand to try to save them. And they grabbed a hold of them and almost drowned both of them. Did you ever hear about a fella jumping in trying to save somebody that's drowning, going down the last time and is grasping, and is about to drag both of them under? He had to knock him out. or her out before he could save him. Amen. Because he's fighting the one that was saving him so hard, so desperate that they couldn't save him. Amen. Oh, if we save ourselves, there's some things we can do. Amen. I mean, you may not do much when you first get saved, but you're going to do something. I said you're going to do something. I tell you, you probably got up and put on your clothes and went to church and listened to a gospel message. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if somebody came and knocked on your door and won you to God at your house, you still did something. Amen. I mean, you didn't lay there and sleep and get saved, I'll guarantee you. If you could be saved plus nothing, you could sleep through it and never know what happened to you. Amen. But if you really get saved, yourself is going to have to get involved. I said yourself is going to have to get involved. If you save yourself, you're going to have to say, self, get saved, and get self by the collar, and lead self. He'll pull it back and get old self. Amen. If you can, get old self down here in the altar. Amen. And get his head down. Amen. And get him to out to God. He's got to prize his mouth open. Amen. And get him to calling on the name of the Lord, because the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to get self into action. You need to get self to work. I know we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, but not without yourself either. No, you can't buy your salvation. No, you can't do enough works to get saved without trusting Christ. No, we don't believe that you're saved by works. Until you get saved. And then you're going to have a whole lot of them if you stay saved. You know how everybody backslid that ever backslid? They quit working. Amen. Yeah, you know why I didn't get a paycheck from Beckett Paper this week? Because I never did go to work for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I didn't get a salary from my Armed Corps, AKC, or whatever they call it now. Amen. Because I never did go to work for Armed Corps. Amen.
Say, I got the best job today. You did? What'd you do? I just went up and I asked for a job, and they gave me a job. Amen. Wonderful. Have you got paid yet? No, I haven't worked yet. You got the job free gratis. You got the job, amen, they'll pay you while you train. But if you get a payday, you're going to have to work. What if a fella got a job at Armed Corps and never did go to work? What if he got a job for General Motors, General Electric, never did go to work? Huh? You think they'd have enough grace to pay him if he never did work? Amen. You think God's going to pay you if you never do anything? Glory to God, I'm saved by grace through faith. What'd you say, Mike?
Be a steward of what he's got.
Amen. Yeah, you better use what you got, right? Be a steward of it. Praise God. Amen. You won't keep that job. Let me read you another one in Isaiah chapter 45. This is a good one. This is one of the great texts of the Old Testament. Look unto me, verse 22, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. You know what you got to do to get saved? You got to look.
Come on.
You got to look. You ought to look to God. You got to look away from your own wits. Huh? Boy, we think we're pretty shrewd sometimes. We got it all figured out. We know how it ought to be done. Amen. When it's all said and done, we got to look to Him before we can get saved. We got to look to God. Amen. How do you be ye saved? How do we save ourselves? How do we save ourselves and others that hear us? How do we do that? We look. Amen. Look to God. Look unto me and be ye saved. Amen. He's telling them, praise God, you need to look to me instead of the other God. You need to look to God instead of the God of sports. You need to look to God instead of the God of entertainment. You need to look to God instead of the God of this world. Amen. That distracts you from God. In other words, you got to turn away from every distraction and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. Hey, you don't be saved without yourself. If you're going to save yourself, you don't have to get old self involved. Amen. Glory to God. Look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. How do you save yourself? Ah, Brother Collins, amen. You can't lift yourself out of the mud by your own bootstraps. No, but you can take one step at a time. And when you do what you can, praise God. God will send the evangelist along like He did struggling Christian. Amen. About to go down and despond right at the very start. Amen. And He showed him the hidden steps that led out of despond. But you know, Bunyan had to take those steps. And you do too. He's not going to grab a hold of you and drag you up the steps. Once He shows you the steps, you need to put one foot in front of the other one. Amen. You need to make the steps yourself. Listen, if you go to hell, it's going to be your fault, not God's. He sent His Son to save. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The 11th chapter of Matthew says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy. How do you save yourself? You come to Him. Woo! Hallelujah. You come to Him. Amen. You come to the, you look to Him. You're looking at the right thing then. Yeah. Amen. When you come to Him, you're coming to the right place then. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I know Jim Gillis got saved in a rock concert. Amen. And the leader of the rock concert said, you couldn't even get saved here today. And God proved him wrong. Jim Gillis gave his life to God. Boy, that'll shake an old backslider up. That'll shake somebody that ought to know better than to go a place like that up. Amen. Get him to praying. That'll bring tears to the man's eyes that is ripe for conviction. Amen. But Jim Gillis had to look away from the rock concert. He had to look to Jesus. Amen. And when he walked away that day, he didn't go back to Van Halen anymore. Hallelujah. He looked to Jesus. You look at the right place when you look to the Lord. Praise God. Hey, looky here. He's talking to a preacher. Amen. Save yourself, preacher. My goodness, and things the way they are today, and the scandals that have rent the society today. Amen. So many have come right out in the open with their backsliding. It makes you wonder how many are backslidden in heart behind the scenes. Well, I can tell you the truth of the matter is there's a whole bunch of them. But they'll either repent and get right with God or they'll come out too. Amen. God don't lie for nobody and He don't cover for nobody. Up to a certain point. Amen. You see your mistake and you run back to the Lord. Amen. God will help you. Amen. And He may even cover for you a little bit. Praise God. Ah, but you go on and presume on God. And just keep on keeping on. Amen. And after a while, you become presumptuous. You presume on God. Amen. The preacher told that woman when she asked him, what if we get caught? I said, they won't do nothing. Said, they love me too much. Amen. He found out, amen, that things wasn't going to be the same ever thereafter. Oh, you can be restored.
Oh, you can get saved. Oh, you can even preach again. I repeat, I preach, you have to. If you was ever called to preach and you get saved, you got to preach. But you're going to have it tougher than you have. It won't be the same. You'll preach like the scarlet letter. Amen. The woman wore the A on her breast because she was caught in adultery. Amen. And finally they found out it was a preacher Dimwiddle or whatever his name was. Amen. That was carrying such a heavy burden all this time. She was wearing the A and he was going scot-free. But he wasn't free. He was bound. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People have been sinning for a long time. Preachers have been sinning for a long time. There were some in Timothy's day. Read, amen, 1 and 2 Timothy again. Read these very words again, and you'll find, amen, that Paul is actually telling Timothy how to instruct the other pastors. Amen. And he said, preacher, if you'll take heed to yourself, and preacher, if you'll take heed to the doctrine, and preacher, if you'll continue in them, in doing this, preacher, you'll save yourself. In order for a preacher to be saved, he's got to continue in the doctrine. Amen. Whoo! You can't even switch doctrines if you know the truth and be saved. Huh? Well, one said, I don't see it like I used to see it. What's the matter? Did you go blind? Amen. Great Lord. Amen. Well, I don't preach it like I used to preach it. Which time was you lying, back then or now? I mean, it's dangerous to say things like that. Amen. Amen. You're a dead giveaway. You're either lying one time or the other. And who's to know which is right? Amen. The way you was formerly or the way you are now in your apostate condition. Amen. One time you were separated from the world. One time you was dedicated to God. One time you didn't just hobnob with anybody. Amen. Hey! If a preacher saves himself, you watch the kind of people he fellowships with. Now, you can't always judge a book by its cover, but when you read it, you can. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord led me one time to go into the State Line liquor store right on the State Line, Missouri-Arkansas line, and talk to a man about his soul. And so, man, I hated to go in there, but I stopped my car and I went in there and I found out it was Sister Gregory's son and White Hart mother that shouted up and down the aisles of my church. She was the one that told me that night, amen, that I didn't give the interpretation of that message. I thought nobody will know it. I got it, but I just lacked the faith. I don't know why. I just embarrassed her. Didn't lack the faith to launch out, give the interpretation. Sister Gregory came around that night after church. I didn't think nobody knew that I had that interpretation. She said, Brother Collins, you had that interpretation tonight, didn't you? And I said, yes. Tied up the whole service because I didn't obey God. Amen. I went into that liquor store and I talked that man about his soul. Amen. I've been saved three or four times. I know how to get saved. He said, don't want anybody bothering me. He didn't know. Amen. That he's going to have a wreck in the next month or so. Amen. He'd wind up, stove up the rest of his life. Broke up, stove up. Amen. God leads a preacher to go even in a liquor store or a tavern, talk to somebody. Don't necessarily judge the preacher till you find out why he's in there. Amen. But if he goes in there habitually, amen, and he spends all day drinking beer trying to win somebody to God, amen, I question his motivation. Amen. birds of a feather flock together. You'll find it hard to fellowship with folks that are not of a like spirit. Amen. Take heed to the doctrine sitting in the Steak and Shake down here when it was still in business. Amen. And people had met from over the west side down there after church, and we'd gone down there and we got off over there in the corner with them. Amen. And a well-known fellow in the real estate, used car and leasing business. Amen. It just came over to Pentecost from the Catholic Church. I at least was attending all the services around Hamilton. Amen. And we asked him, somebody asked him, well, the other preachers asked him. Even Brother Dale Yurton was there. I forget who it was that asked him if he didn't think it was about time that he came on over. And he said, I'm looking for a church that don't preach doctrine. He said, I came out of a church that preached doctrine. But when his wife was dying with cancer, they called all over the country to get every church doctrine and no doctrine that they could get to pray for his wife who was dying with cancer. Amen. Did you know that divine healing is doctrine? Did you know that faith is doctrine? Did you know that by his stripes we're healed is doctrine? You don't want a church that preaches doctrine. You don't want Jesus' church. It's full of doctrine. Amen. It's full of the doctrine of preaching, praying, shouting, singing, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together, as a matter of some is, but rather exhort one another, and much the more. That's going to church doctrine. As you see the day approaching, amen, you believe we can see the day approaching tonight? We're not blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. Got cork eyes and a rubber nose. We know the day is approaching. Praise God. I'll tell you something tonight. Amen. We got to get the right doctrine and stay there. Amen. Sin a little every day. Huh? That's doctrine too. Amen. I'm not keeping myself, the Lord's keeping me. No matter what I do, the Lord's keeping me. God's little sheep is sure for heaven, as they're already there. Peter said, save yourselves. Amen. You know how God's little sheep's going to be saved in the last analysis? Because they follow the good shepherd. They just trot right along now. Amen. They take a notion not to follow the good shepherd. He goes that way and they go this way. Amen. That wolf get them little sheep. Listen to me. Amen. Yeah, once a sheep, always a sheep. Amen. When that wolf devours you, you become part of that wolf. Huh? Amen. That wolf eats you, you become... Hey, hair and bristle and tush and sinews of a wolf. That wolf devours you. Amen. We better stay with God, I think, don't you? Amen. Yeah, listen to what the preacher's got to do. He said, neglect not the gift. Watch out now. How shall we escape? Hebrews chapter 2 said, if we neglect. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Well, 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 well. Verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Watch how you think. In fact, that's what Dr. Taylor, amen, in his living letters, his living Bible says. Watch what you think about. Amen. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly. Who? W-H-O-L-L-Y. Holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y. What does that mean? Whole thing. whole mind. Talking to preachers. Amen. We need to find out what our priorities are as a preacher. If God calls us to preach, our first job in all this world, before everything else, is to meditate on our business. Preaching. We're supposed to think about preaching stuff. Amen. How do you preach better, Jeremy? You pray better. You don't preach any better than you pray, son. Amen. How do you preach better? Jeremy asked me the other day, will I get better? He listened to a tape of himself preaching, kind of got discouraged. Amen. Listened to his first message. I forgot to tell him, you don't ever want to listen to that first one. Give yourself about 5 years. Before you have 20. Mike says 20 before you ever go back and listen to that first one. Amen. Because you need to do a lot of reading. You need to do a lot of studying. Hey, sometimes I get discouraged listening to my 2,500th one at the Highway of Holiness. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, we've got to give ourselves wholly to the right things. Amen. It's not necessary altogether to memorize the books you read. Amen. But cultivate your memory as much as you can. Memorize all you can. Memorize all the poetry. Memorize all the scriptures. Memorize all the books you read that you can. Memorize the great quotations. Praise God. Amen. Don't forget the experiences you've had with God and weave them in to your ministry. Praise God. If you haven't got any of your own, tell the folks the ones you've been reading. But before you can be much of a preacher, you got to give a lot of time to it. I mean, you can't just dumb around and be lazy. You need to pray. Praise God. Get the Bible out and open it and pray the Word of God. Pray the Psalms. Hallelujah. Pray it out loud. You'll talk better when you pray better. Hallelujah. Your depth will be revealed by what you read and how much you read and how much you retain. Praise God. Get the books out. Somebody said, I don't read nothing but the Bible. That's kind of dumb. You need a dictionary. You don't know what the Bible says. Praise God. A lot of dummies hide behind that too, because they don't understand what the Scripture says. They think they don't have to do it. So they hide behind ignorance. They hide behind the fact they can't understand. If you got 25 years to put in the ministry and you still don't understand, that's your fault. Amen. You got 25 years in the ministry and you still don't know what it means to meditate on them. Give thyself wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, to them that thy profiting. People's going to see it, going to feel it, they're going to know it if you do it. Amen. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Looks to me like you need to know some before you can take heed to it. Amen. Continue in them. What if you never get into them? What if you never get that deep? Well, I know I ain't got much education. That's no excuse. Vince Wilson couldn't read his own name when he got saved. God taught him to read, and he wrote about 3 books before he died. Praise God. Amen. God can teach you to read if you want to. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth was 40 years old before he learned how to read. His wife Polly was the preacher in the family, but she taught him to read, and he never read nothing but the Bible. That's all he ever needed. Amen. But he was a unique individual. Amen. You mean to tell me that all the preaching that's been wrote in books today, that we're not supposed to read it? All the preaching that's been wrote down on paper, that we're not supposed to know what these men of God said? That's like tying both hands behind your back and diving into the water. Amen. Without your hands to make sure. I tried that one time. The reason I'm saying that. Amen. I decided that I was going to be like a submariner. And I was going to be real streamlined. And we'd hit every hole of big creek that was knee-deep all day long. Amen. And this old swimming hole was pretty close to the house. Amen. And I decided with both hands down to my side, I would dive into the water and prove that I could be a streamlined as submariner. Amen. And when I pulled my head up out of the rocks, I never did do that anymore. Amen. When I got done rubbing the knots on my dumb head, I never did do that anymore. Amen. I tell you what, men of God have wrote great things. Men of God have given us great help. Did you know that there's such a gift in the Bible as helps? Did you know that there's a gift called helps? Do you realize the reason that Paul said, bring me the parchments? Was that he needed those helps. Gets awful lonely in prison. You need something to read. You need those helps. Did you know that God's given certain men insights to bless the whole of the body of Christ? He's given them the gift of helps. He helped them to write it down. He helped them to inscribe it for posterity. He helped them to inscribe it and write it out so you and I could read it. Amen. So you mean I'm supposed to swallow everything? You read it just like you eat fish. You eat the fish and spit out the bones. Unless you're drunk, like Joe Ivey was when he came in. Amen. And Bub Ivey came in. He was drunk. And Lizzie Ivey, she had some fish fried up. Amen. And Bub eat them bones and all. Because he's drunk and hungry. Amen. Now listen to me, folks. You don't have to swallow the bones. There's a lot of great men have blind spots. And with your common sense, you can see their blind spots. By reading the Word of God and comparing spiritual things. You need to know that so you can warn others even. You take the good and leave the bad. You take that good doctrine and you continue in it. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. You can just about tell when the preacher gets up whether he's got anything to say or not. Amen. You can just about tell when the preacher gets up if he's been praying and done his book work. You can tell it by the way he talks. If not, you will before it gets done. Come on. Amen. Stand with me. And let's save ourselves. Oh no. We can't work enough and pay enough money to save ourselves. But we can obey God and do what He said to do. And get a long ways down the road toward heaven. Praise God. As they sing, we invite you to an altar prayer. To draw close to Jesus. To ask Him for insight. Amen. And maybe He'll give you the gift of helps. And maybe He'll anoint you to be a blessing to somebody else along the way. Praise God.